Next year you'll be able to eat again.
Bro, bro, ain't got no dough. Bro, bro, ain't got no dough.
Crawling way past your speed limit.
Jill Cataldo wasn't always a bargain hunter, but when her third child was born a year ago, she thought it's time to be a little smarter with her shopping.
So she signed up for a coupon website called thegrocerygame.com. Thegrocerygame.com provides a weekly list of specials at local supermarkets and drugstores.
Jill says she doesn't make special trips to get the bargain. She has the list with her all the time, and whatever store she is in, she grabs what is cheap. So happy savings.
Yeah, you don't need that other .com. You got JillCataldo.com. She's now her own entity. Jill Cataldo is now her own business.
Pretty much.
You are unbelievable. Jill Cataldo, the bargain babe, the coupon queen, the best grocery store deals of the week. You're saying, oh, Johnny, I don't want to hear this crap. Oh, yeah? You want to bet? You don't want to hear it? Listen to this. She spends about $65 a week on food and supplies for her family of five. And she will give us a bunch of free stuff, usually good.
Yes.
Super couponing classes. Go to JillCataldo.com for info on where she teaches you how to find cheap, free junk.
It's not all junk. Actually, there's some great stuff this week.
By the way, I'm not saying it is junk. I just said the word junk, and I apologize.
No, it's quite all right.
Really. Most of it is very good, a lot of fun stuff, and you can eat most of it. Here is now Jill to speak.
There you go. Well, as we're headed into the holiday seasons, you know, Thanksgiving's coming, Christmas, we're going to start seeing some really great sales at the store, and this is already happening. You know, people are cutting back on their food budgets, so the stores are offering more incentives to shop. Jewel has a fantastic sale going this week, where when you buy $30 worth of items, and there's a whole bunch of them, you're going to get $15 back. So right away, you're getting half your money back. Now, the trick with this, of course, is you want to use coupons to bring your total down, and then you can almost get them to pay you. Here's an example of some of the things you could get this week. You could go buy 5 bottles of all laundry detergent. Now, again, you go, okay, 5 bottles. Do I need 5? Well, again, it doesn't really go bad. And let me tell you, when I tell you the price, you're going to want to buy 5. With the coupons I've got outlined on my blog, JillCataldo.com, you're going to pay $13.67 for your 5 bottles of all, and you're going to get $15 back.
So 5 bottles? Wait, hold on. So they're paying you to take 5 bottles of all off their shelves.
That's correct.
That's pretty darn good. I don't understand it, but yet it's pretty good. Hey, are people having election night parties? Are they cooking dinner? Are they having people over? What are they doing tonight? I wasn't invited.
I wasn't invited either. We're going to be watching on TV. I know that.
Yeah, so people just, I think this is an excuse to sit around and drink. It's like a Super Bowl. People are going to sit around. They're going to drink and eat,
that's
right?
That's true, I would think.
If you were to add all to any food item, would that kill you?
Probably not kill you, but it might make you sick.
All right, so 5 free bottles of all. It's for using on your clothing.
There you go.
Buy $30 worth of items, get $15 back at Jewel.
Yeah. Same kind of deal. Here's other things you could buy with this deal. And this is something for election night you might do. You could buy 5 half gallons of Breyers ice cream. I mean, ice cream is great. For that, with the coupons, you're going to pay $16.17 and get $15 back. So you're going to get 5 half gallons for like $1.17.
I love ice cream.
Yeah. See, that's good. That's party eating.
It's not a party eating. You don't go to someone's house at a party and have people serve ice cream.
Maybe you would with 5. You could have 5 different flavors. Just set up a whole, you know, for $1.17. I think people might come. Free ice cream.
Jill, I don't think I've ever been at anyone's home where they've offered ice cream as a snack, an appetizer, or maybe a dessert if you had dinner at their house.
Well, that's fine.
Really?
But, you know, you're asking what's cheap, not what's a good, you know, buffet party thing.
All right, let's just say you come up for a party. You go, really? Yeah. What do you mean? Well, come over to my house. I go, hey, Ken, you want some ice cream? Who would ever say, hey? They'd say, hey, you want some drinks? You want some chips? You want some dip?
I'm saying, you have parties. Sometimes there are kid parties.
Yeah.
Like all the parents are there.
I'm talking about swinger parties, man. What are you talking about?
We all don't live in your world.
Yeah, you got to live in my world, man. It's me, Deanna, Bachelorette, swinging.
Well, in that case, probably not a lot of ice cream.
There is sometimes, but we bring it down into the playroom.
I was going to say, you could involve it in a non-food way, perhaps.
Yeah, of course we do.
There you go.
Swing on, man, because we are going to be swinging tonight.
Well, at this price, you can just slather it all over everything.
That's what I do.
Very cheap.
That's what I love to do. I love swinging it. Ever since I've opened that up in my life, it's just been really something. I am so happy with it.
Okay.
I'm swinging. All right, I've got some all. I'm going to be putting in some people's drinks, and I got some ice cream. What else?
There you go. Same deal. And again, you don't have to buy all of these. You can mix and match this. You could go buy 15 cake mixes to go with that ice cream, pay $15, get 15 back. So you would have 15 boxes of cake mix for free.
Can you ever eat chocolate cake without ice cream?
See, they do go together. So this is a good deal.
Boy, I got to tell you, you can't do it. You can't. Let's think about it for a second. You can't do it. It's the best. Any other kind of cake, you don't need ice cream. But for some reason, you have to have vanilla ice cream with chocolate cake.
I was just going to say that. Vanilla and chocolate go together so well.
Have to. There's nothing around it. Do you like carrot cake?
I love carrot cake.
Man, carrot cake's good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you ever go to that Grand Lux Cafe?
No.
They have good carrot cake.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'll have to seek that out. I do love carrot cake.
I'm trying to think where I got a good... Oh, they also have good key lime pie over there.
Oh, that's good too.
You ever go to Grand Lux Cafe at all?
No.
Dude, you got to be kidding me.
I'm sorry. I'm way, way out in the burbs, you know.
It's right on Michigan Ave. It's right here.
I was just downtown yesterday. Well, next time I get down, maybe I should.
Yeah, you come downtown and you go to they have everything you need and anything you want there.
Because that's what I'll do. I'll jump in the car for 40 miles to go get a piece of carrot cake.
I would.
It's just that good.
I'd tell you, I'd love carrot cake.
There you go.
I did love it. I don't know what it is. I don't even know what's in carrot cake. Is carrot really in it?
There is carrot in it. There's usually walnuts. Some people put pineapple in it, cinnamon, nutmeg. It's good. Cream cheese on top.
You're also a homemaker? You do that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I love that. I love carrot cake.
We all love dessert.
Yeah.
No one's ever really needed dessert. Who was the first guy who was like, that was a good meal we just had. I'm full. You full? Yeah. You want to eat a cake? Let's eat a cake. Let's eat till we throw up.
That's a good point Jim Gaffigan makes. Who thought of it? Who said to themselves, let's eat more after we eat?
Didn't the ancient Romans or Greeks do that? They had the vomitorium. They would, you know, spit it up, go eat more. Seriously.
I don't think they called it dessert. I mean, really, that's just a great... Something like that just fascinates me. It's like, really, who did go, hey, wait a minute, we just ate. What else can we
eat? Let's eat more.
That's just a great concept. That guy's brilliant, that Gaffigan. I think I'm going to kiss him. What else is going on in the world of grocery shopping?
Also in the same sale at Jewel, and then we'll move on to the next store, you can also, if this stuff isn't healthy, eating the all and the ice cream and the cake, Green Giant Vegetables, same kind of deal. You could buy 14 boxes of frozen ones, mix it up. You're going to pay, after coupons, $13, get $15 back.
Oh, if you could pick one dessert you'd have, other than cake mix from Jewel and Breyer's ice cream, if you could pick one dessert, you're going to die in the electric chair tonight.
Oh, that's not a pleasant thought at all.
What dessert would you choose?
Oh, see, now that I'm thinking about carrot cake, it's hard to think about anything else, but it would probably be a carrot cake or some kind of a pie. You know, I love apple pie, like Dutch apple with the cinnamon on top. That's good, too.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
No.
Me either.
No,
do you like cherry pie?
Yes.
I love cherry pie.
Mm-hmm.
Also with vanilla ice cream on it.
Yes.
I like that. I should start eating desserts more. I just don't eat desserts anymore.
And they're the best thing. So maybe we should just all eat desserts.
Why didn't the guy who thought about desserts think about eating them first?
I don't know.
You ever go to a guy's house, hey, man, I always do desserts first. You ever see that?
I have. My mom does that with my children because she has the thing as a grandparent. You know, there's no rules. So, yeah, if there's ice cream, whatever, they eat that first.
They eat that first, then they go to the steak and fries or whatever they got on the grill.
Yeah. It doesn't mix well, though.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't work. It doesn't really work with your palate.
It doesn't, but kids seem to really love doing things out of order. So.
Well, sure. That makes a kid's day. You tell them we're going to have cake first, then we're going to eat that pea soup later. Really? They never get to the pea soup, though, I can tell you that. Oh, where's the other dessert I had? Oh, I had a great chocolate something. I need some chocolate. I got to have a party tonight. Let's have a party.
Well, see, one trip to Jewel, you get your cake mixes and your ice cream, and that's, you don't need any other food. If you're having a dessert party, you're ready to go.
Well, once again, if you're listening to Jill Cataldo, you can go to JillCataldo.com. She's the bargain babe, the coupon queen. You're saying, I'm not cutting out coupons. I'm not a dope. So you tell them, you just go to your website and you print the coupons out and hand them to the cash register.
You can do that. Some of these deals do have ones from the paper, but I do make it as easy as possible and tell you exactly where to get them. If it's in this last Sunday's paper, I tell you so. If it's printable, you print it. They're easy. So it's about the easiest way you can possibly do this.
Esmeralda, do women like ice cream? Tell me.
Thanks, Johnny. 50% of women say they can easily polish off a pint of ice cream in one sitting. And more than a quarter of them will be in bed when they eat the cold stuff. I'm Esmeralda.
All right.
And there you have it.
Thank you, Ezzy. All right, so we've got some Breyer's ice cream. What else do we have?
Heading over to Walgreens, you can go get 2 free packs of gum. This isn't, you know, a super nutritious deal, but it is free. Wrigley's gum, you know, is buy one, get one free with the Walgreens coupon. You can use a buy one, get one free coupon from the paper during a buy one, get one free sale. This is a little confusing, but it works. You get buy none, you get 2 for free when you do this. So you can go get 2 free packs of gum at Walgreens.
Did you say buy none?
And get 2 for free.
What a deal.
It's a great deal.
Buy none, get 2 free.
Exactly.
I love it.
Me too. heading over to CVS, there's more free toothpaste.
Just a second. Esmeralda, do you have anything else to add about ice cream? Go ahead.
Thanks, Johnny. Are you a woman with nipple hair?
All right, never mind. Sorry about that. I thought it was ice cream. All right, back to you, Jill.
No problem. Over at CVS, Crest toothpaste is free this week. It's on sale for $3.49. You can use a coupon from the paper, and you'll pay $2.49 and get a dollar off. And after you buy it, they're going to give you a coupon for $3.49. So basically, they're giving you your money back, and you can buy anything later in the store and get free toothpaste.
All right, Esmeralda, it's only about ice cream now, so go ahead.
Thanks, Johnny. If you're a woman whose libido needs a boost, drink coffee. It's been referred to as the female Viagra for its ability to amp up arousal in women. Don't like coffee? Try sipping wine. Alcohol raises the level of testosterone in women, but stop at one glass. Any more will decrease sensation, making lovemaking less enjoyable. I'm Esmeralda, and there you have it.
I love when Ezzy talks about lovemaking and tips to make it better. That's fantastic. Any more sex talk, Ezzy?
Thanks, Johnny.
What?
What's the most common reason you turn down sex with your partner? Just not in the mood, tops the list of excuses, followed by, I'm too stressed out, and my partner is just not very good. However, 54% of men and 29% of women say they never turn down sex. I'm Esmeralda, and there you have it.
There you go. How many men turn down sex?
Are you asking me?
A lot of them turn it down from me.
Well,
Jill Catalo's on the line, grocery queen, bargain babe. What else is on sale or free?
What else is free? Well, what's on sale now? Obviously, Halloween ended last week, but if you like all those little, you know, candy bars and little individual Halloween candies, almost everywhere around, Walgreens, Target, whatever, they're 50 to 75% off. So this is a great time to buy that stuff. Just for later.
And you can keep those around for a long time,
and
by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're saying 50 to 75% off bags of those little candies.
Yeah.
I challenge anyone to walk past one of those little Snickers bars and not grab it and eat it.
I've been stealing them from my kids all week.
You're a stronger man than I will ever be. A little Mars bar, a little Twix bar, a little Kit Kat. Walk by, for some reason, if I walk by a big Kit Kat, wouldn't even think about it. Walk by a little teeny Kit Kat, I'll grab it.
Well, you know what? You think, hey, they're not going to miss that.
Well, yeah, it's like, how could that hurt you going into your system at little Kit Kat?
It's so little, exactly.
Right.
Well, lastly, being that it is Election Day, which we've covered at great length today, I want to encourage everybody to get out and vote. Of course, it's very important. But also, if you vote, you're going to get free stuff. You can get free food today just for voting. And let me tell you how.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks is offering free coffee if you vote. You just got to show up with your little I voted sticker that you get at the polls. Go get a free cup of coffee. Over at Krispy Kreme, they are giving out free red, white, and blue star-shaped donuts if you voted today. And then lastly, all the Ben & Jerry's locations will give you a free scoop of ice cream for voting.
So you just have to show you voted.
Yes.
And you get all that free stuff.
Eat your way around town. Exactly.
Eat your way around town. That's what Guy does. All right, Coupon Queen, the bargain babe. We've got we've got Breyer's ice cream, we got cake mix, we got vegetables, we got gum, we got toothpaste, we got Halloween candy, Starbucks free, Krispy Kreme free, Ben & Jerry's free. Prove you voted, of course. And that is all available for you to look at JillCataldo.com. She's the Coupon Queen.
Thank you, Johnny.
Hey, wait a minute. What about your...
I was going to do it right now.
Oh, man.
You know, you do this every week.
I know, but just find a way to do it. Just go like this, blah, 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 and then say something.
It's time to check out. I'm Jill Cataldo. Visit JillCataldo.com for more deals.
Yeah, all right.
If you're tired of paying too much, the Coupon Queen has the Midas touch. Saving your cash each day. Pay attention and clip away. She is the Coupon Queen.
Yeah, I think that's a good key for you. All right, Esme, what else? What?
Thanks, Johnny.
What?
Stop telling your child to clean their plate. Health experts say kids need to learn to stop eating when they're full. So don't berate them if they left spinach on their plates. And don't guilt trip them with stories about hunger in Somalia. You don't want the dinner table to be a battleground. Food should be a source of bonding and enjoyment. Sooner or later, kids will learn to like most things. I'm Esmeralda, and there you have it.
Thank you, Ezzy.
You're listening to Brandmeier, Mornings on the Loop.